Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're unpacking a rising trend in retail, the growing number of companies stepping away from the public markets and exploring what it means to go private. From the cost and complexity of being publicly traded to the strategic advantages of private ownership, retailers are reevaluating what structure best supports their long-term goals. Joining us to break down the key drivers, decisions, and risks behind a take-private transition is Jason Frank, President of BDO Capital Advisors. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific. Jason, so let's get right to it. Why are we seeing some major retailers reconsidering the value of being publicly traded and move towards going private? Does it offer any kind of strategic advantages in today's environment? Like, what is really causing this?
Yeah, so I know we're focusing on retail and consumer right now. My comments are really going to be applicable to a lot of different industries. Historically, most companies' desire to go public had to do with growth, had to do with liquidity and payment back to shareholders, and it was just the natural evolution. Being public is a very difficult thing in today's environment, from regulatory and compliance concerns, from cost. It's extremely expensive to be a public company. Not to mention, you have to report earnings and guidance on a quarterly basis to the public markets and get scrutinized by Wall Street. It's a very difficult thing being a public company. Actually, the number of public companies is getting smaller and smaller every year. The benefits of being a private company, you, especially a large private company, you still have the ability to get liquidity and payment to shareholders from either private equity firms or the secondary market, which has become much more popular these days. You don't have the compliance and regulatory issues. You don't have to report to Wall Street every quarter. You don't have to deal with the equity analysts scrutinizing your financial projections because you don't have to give any financial projections on a quarterly basis, on an annual basis. It's all private. And you don't have to spend the cost to invest in the infrastructure to be a public company. So it's very advantageous in many situations for companies to be private versus public. One of the biggest ones that companies are looking to take advantage of when you're public and you're scrutinized by your financial performance, a lot of times C-suites are making short-term decisions at the detriment of not looking long-term, meaning they're not thinking about good long-term strategy decisions. They're saying, how is that going to affect me in this quarter, and how is the business going to be affected? Where if you're private, you get to take that longer-term approach and longer-term strategy to help your business without caring about the short-term financial, strategic, operational type of effect. So a lot of companies, it's more beneficial to be private than public.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting. You know, I'm actually working with three companies now. One that is actually looking to go public, believe it or not. Another one is looking just to sell to whether it's private equity or to a strategic, whatever is, you know, makes more sense at the time. And the third one is a public company that is looking to go private. Mm-hmm. So we're really seeing the gamut, but I do think that there is, as you said, a shift of companies looking to go private. So if I'm a public company, are there any clear path questions? What are the key things that I should be thinking of as a retail company? Makes me think, well, yes, this definitely makes sense for me to go private, or no, this really doesn't make sense for me. Like, what are some of the things that can sway that decision?
These aren't really, it's the question that companies need to ask themselves. And a lot of times they should talk to an advisor to provide them that guidance. But there's really not a straightforward answer. And I say that because every company is different. Every management's different. The financial situation, their position in the marketplace, it all kind of matters to what their ultimate decision and path really is. If you're going to go private, One, are you going to be, do you have the right type of financial partner that could, you know, provide you with the capital to go, you know, from public to private? A lot of times in those types of situations, there's a lot of leverage and debt that's put on the capital structure. If you are a private company, is your business able to sustain that type of debt, but also have the availability of cash to help you with day-to-day working capital, let alone growth capital, to be able to satisfy your growth trajectory. Additionally, going private, you're most likely, if it's not a leverage buyout or management buyout, you're going to be partnering with a private equity fund or another type of investment vehicle. Don't get me wrong, getting the money is great and it's really important, but who gives you that money and what type of partner they're going to be is just as important in the money that they're giving you. Are they a good partner that they're going to be with you in good times and bad? Are they going to support you in your decisions? Do they have experience in the industry, in the specific subsegment of the industry, that it's going to be a value add instead of just money? On the flip side, if you're public, you know, you're beholden to the public markets, you're not answering, it's your company to run and you're making all of the strategic and financial and operational decisions. You don't have to answer to that partner. Your board is, you know, composed, it's pretty straightforward. So you know what you have, and you're usually well positioned within that board to be able to manage the business going forward. So there's a lot of different factors, but there's not just one perfect avenue that every, you know, path that everybody should just follow. It's different for every company.
So what should they be thinking about if they are considering the route of going private? Say, you know what, they're in the lane. Yes, this makes sense to me. Yes, this is the right time for me. What should they be thinking about?
Yeah, if they've already made the decision that private's better than public, then, you know, as I just mentioned, knowing that they're going to go private, is their financial operations and financial operations, is it in the correct position to be able to maintain the debt that's required to go private? Is the company going to survive with that type of debt load? In good times, it's easy to figure that out. Bad times is really what companies need to be prepared for. A lot of companies that have gone private from being public, a lot of times in private from private equity type transactions, a lot of times they don't have the capital structure and the ability to sustain the debt, and a lot of times they go bankrupt. So it's definitely something to be very cognizant of and be able to plan it accordingly. And again, it's great to have the money, but who are your partners? On the equity side, who's going to be your partner? And on the debt side, if it's one bank, if it's a syndicate of banks, are they going to be there in the good times and the bad? You want people that are going to be aligned with what you're trying to do and be a good partner, not just money.
That is really good advice. I think some people think about going private in the short term and just getting out of the public view, but then really to make sure they understand exactly what they're getting into.
There's challenges to both.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think that this trend of going private is temporary, or you think it's something that's really going to, something that we're going to see a lot more of?
Yeah, I think everything goes in cycles. The IPO market and the public market has been closed for a while. Mm-hmm. It's been, I'd say, half opened over the last 12 to 18 months. There's a lot more companies that are going public right now because of the strength of the financial markets. But on the flip side, there's still plenty of companies that are going private, even with this open IPO market. Again, it's dependent on who the company is and what their situation is. Not every situation, not every solution fits both alternatives. It's just what's right for you. But I think IPOs and companies going private or staying private and deciding not to go IPO, yeah, I think there's positive attributes for all of those strategies, that I think all of those alternatives are going to be on the table and good options for a lot of companies going forward.
Yeah, listen, I definitely agree. I think it all depends on the company's goals and what they're trying to get to.
That's right. If everyone just follows the leader and if one company in my industry is going public, then I have to do it too. Those are the companies that usually are doing it for the wrong reasons and end up in trouble. So people should really look at it, what's best for them.
So thinking about that a little bit further, what's best for them, and maybe we can pivot a little bit to risk. What are the biggest risks retailers face or companies face when they do decide to go private?
Yeah, the biggest ones, again, I hate to keep beating the drum, but once you go private, having the financial capital structure in place that's going to be sustainable for you is definitely a huge risk. A lot of retailers, they have the best intentions when they go private, and the debt structure they put in makes sense at the time. But as we all know, the industries are cyclical, and consumer sentiment these days is under duress. It's a K-shaped economy. The higher end of the market is doing well. The lower end of the market, which is 80% of the market, is not. So a lot of different retailers are. Their financial performance, their operating performance is struggling these days, and that just puts more pressure on the cap structure, which in turn gives more control to the lenders. And once the lenders get control, then usually equity gets wiped out, and the lenders could either, try to restructure in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy and try to restructure and grow their way out of it. Or if they can't, then they do a Chapter 7 and liquidate, and that's usually not a good result for anybody.
Well, certainly I did not want to end on a depressing bankruptcy note. But we have seen our share of bankruptcies in the last month or so. I mean, 2026 has already started with the bank when it comes to that. Thank you very much, Jason. Going private isn't simply a shift in ownership, as Jason mentioned. It's a strategic decision that can reshape how retailers invest, operate, and plan for long-term value. Thank you for tuning in today, and don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, here's to making the right moves for sustainable retail growth. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.